மலைகள் தெக்கத்தேனே அழகிய அணிப்பேன், மலைகிட்ட கேட்டேனே அழகிய அணிப்பேன், எல்லாம் உன் பேரை சொல்லி பாடுதே அம்மா.
Holly, can you say a little bit about how you began to have this beautiful way of expressing through music and sharing your beliefs?
You know, when I was a little kid, I used to put my ears next to the radio and listen to music and fall asleep right next to the radio. And so I think music has been a huge part of my life since, you know, it's hard to say exactly because, I mean, I've just been playing music since I remember, and I can't think of a beginning, you know. I mean, because I've been playing music since I was a little child. No one taught me. I've just been playing it. I'm mostly self-taught, but I have taken music lessons in different traditions with different teachers in different countries. So the inspiration and everything, I think it's just always been there. It's not something I need to get inspired to do, or, you know, because some people need to get inspired to write music, but I haven't had that problem so far. I just write when I feel like it. I play when I feel like it. I wake up in the morning and I just, yeah, I mean, I feel like life for me is kind of very, how do you say, very much equated with music, and you can learn a lot about life and music together.
You started out with drums, is that right?
Yeah, I started out with, you know, in school, most people know me as a drum kit player, which is that I studied all the various Indian drumming styles. Also, I started off with things like mridangam, and I took a couple of beginner's courses, and then I studied tabla. I used to drive my family crazy because I used to beat on everything from pots and pans to, I was one of those troublesome kids in class. Always, you know, teacher always asking me to be quiet because I was always drumming on the desk or something. So, so I was always getting in trouble like that. So, yeah. Yeah, I was a drum kit player. But, I started off as a drummer. But, you know, I also started, I was also singing because my family, they're singers, and I grew up also singing music, songs. And so I've been singing for a long time, too. But, you know, professionally I sing now. But back then I just learned to sing with my family.
Adiye Adiye nagamar orathile
Sabas
Adiye pille nagamar orathile pille nagamar orathile அடியே நார வந்து இறங்கிருச்சு அபிஷேக கொத்தமல்லி போ வயசு பொண்ணு சிக்கி கிட்டாயே சிந்தின சீரகமே அடியே பிள்ளை நகமர ஓரத்தில்
ஓ மை பேபி இஸ் வாட் இட்ஸ் சேயிங்
அடியே பிள்ளை நகமர ஓரத்திலே நகமர ஓரத்திலே நார வந்து இறங்கிருச்சு அவிச்ச கொத்தமல்லி
You know, the white cranes or the storks have landed on the fields.
வயசு பொண்ணு சிக்கி கிட்டாய் சிந்தின சீரகமே அடியே மதுரை பக்கம் பிறந்த வெந்தாண்டியே
You've got an amazing voice and control. Your voice goes on and on. I mean, it's like Carnatic singing, it's gypsy singing, it's a combination, and it's just a joy to listen to the energy that comes.
Yeah, it's the singing is definitely, I've taken lessons. I mean, I started off with no lessons, just singing with my family, which is the most beautiful thing, because when you can sing with your family and your friends, and you know, there's nothing more beautiful. And you know, but you know, then you have, you can always fine tune your voice and everything. So I've learned, and I'm still learning. I'm taking Carnatic voice lessons right now, still, and I also studied Hindustani vocals. I didn't really study Arabic style of singing, but I've been playing that kind of music, and I lived in the Middle East for a while, so. And I've been playing with people from the Middle East for a long time, singers and so forth. So I think I've kind of incorporated that into my music, just kind of unknowingly, as well as flamenco. Flamenco, I've, you know, hung out with gypsies and non-gypsies who play flamenco, and singers and guitar players, and, you know, and I think that's the most important thing. More than taking lessons, what's important is to be able to hang out with people. Spend time, because when you hang out with people, it's kind of like, you know, you get soaked with that music, and it's able to take you outside of that mental frame to just having you feel that music.
Ali, could you say something about where you see this going? What idea do you have for your future with music, or are you just taking it as it comes? Day by day.
I really don't have any place where I'm going. I'm with it. There was a time in my 20s where I wanted to go places, but life taught me lessons, and it made me become more present in this moment, and in every way, you know, and musically and life and whatever way you may take. And so, yeah, I really don't have any. I don't have any goals set out. I mean, I have wishes, but they just remain wishes. They're not something I'm pursuing with all my might, or like I used to, or something. You know, like there are a lot of people who pursue things to become a master instrumentalist or master singer or whatever it is, and I'm not really here to become a master or anything. I'm here to be present and be with people and enjoy life and you know, and just let life take its course.
So being in the moment, living each moment, I think that's what we mean by being conscious, no?
Yeah, being conscious in every single breath, every single moment, because you know, each breath we take is really all we have and nothing more. So everything else is just a dream. and that's really reality, and most people don't realize that, you know, and it takes a lot of work to realize it. And it's kind of sad that we as humans have come to that place to realize that the fact that just this one breath is all we have, you know, and it's true, it's all we have. And to be able to be conscious in that very breath is, you know, it's become such a chore for people these days. But it shouldn't be a chore, because it's the most beautiful thing. Because, I mean, it's a chore now to get to that place of being conscious. But when you get there, it's just, I mean, it's just what is. It's the real thing. It's, you know, and it's beautiful. I mean, why would you want something else, you know? And that's where I am, and you know, I try to be there at least as much as I can. And sometimes it's very difficult, because your mind and ego and the world pulls you here and there, but you know, you just gotta find that balance and just stay centered there. And it's definitely like playing music. It's, you know, just finding that balance, finding that note, finding that rhythm, that beat, and just being right there. I've come to this place after many years. You know, yesterday at the show I said there are no journeys in life, and And in reality, there are no journeys in life, you know. But when I look back, the journey I've taken in my life to this point has been interesting and sometimes very hard, you know. And, but I've had to face my fears and my problems and issues straight on, and that was very hard. It's extremely hard, and a lot of people, most people don't do it, you know, and I had no choice in this matter. I had to face it, you know, and I think eventually people need to face it, you know, otherwise life catches up with them.
So if you had to just, in a nutshell, like in one line, say a few words of advice to young people in music, not in music, but about living their life so that they can be in the present moment. Because that's what spirituality is.
Yeah, you know, it's a hard thing to say because I didn't... there were so many people who told me about being in this moment and doing the spiritual path and all that for so many years, and I never got it, even though I tried it so much, I meditated so much, I did all this, and I never got it for years. And then there was a point where it just happened, and I don't know how to explain it. It's such a hard thing to explain, you know. And I think that the only thing I can say is that every person has to go to that place to understand what it is, and, you know, for them to know. And when they get there, you know, there's really nothing to say because you're there. And it's just really hard to explain how to get there, because, you know, I can give you formulas and, you know, things to do, and you can follow them, but yet not get there. Because I was the same way. I mean, I followed certain formulas or what, you know, spiritual teachers talked about or gave you as formulas, and it never gets there until it gets really deep down into your heart. And it needs to really, basically, you need to let your life just come to a point of shattering, you know, and let it be okay, you know. And if you're okay and you stay there, even though it's scary and it's freaky, guess what? If you're willing to stay there and just remain there, something beautiful really comes out. It's kind of like, you know, you crack open a coconut shell. Well, until you crack open that coconut shell, you're not going to get to that fruit inside, you know. But the moment you get to that fruit inside, it's, you crack it open and you let it just fall apart. The fruit comes out, and that's what life is, you know. It's just like we live in a shell, you know, and you need to let that shell fall off so the true essence of your consciousness is able to come out and become, you know, relevant and real and manifested here, you know. So I have, so as an advice, I would say for young people to follow, be in touch with their heart, you know, and their deep mysterious self. I mean, and being in this moment, you know, it's and one way of getting there is through meditation, at least the way I've learned. I don't know if there are other ways, but I've found that meditation is one of the ways to get there. And so I would say learn to meditate, you know, and it's not going to happen right away. It's not like a fast food joint where you're going to get your food right away. It takes a while because life has its own plans, and time is really irrelevant in life, you know. Time, you know, in the essence of the spiritual world. Really, I mean, I have, you know, the more and more I live life and I'm more at play, and it seems like I have so much to say, but then I have nothing, you know, and that's what's, because every time I say something, it you know, I put out something, some idea or whatever, And people take that idea and they grab onto it and they think that's it, you know. And again, they're lost, you know. And so that's why I say, until you get to that place of silence inside yourself and inside your life, you're not able to hear anything. You're not able to feel music. You're not able to feel life. You're not able to hear music and life. So silence is the most crucial part in this whole thing. And to be able to silence your mind, your life, and everything, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're able to feel life. And so, you know, I really have nothing to say but to say, try to be silent every day in your life. You know, try to take a moment of silence, even if it's for 1 minute or even if it's for 2 hours, you know, but practice that silence, you know, even, and you can practice it even in the most noisiest place. And I practice that even, I've been practicing it throughout this tour because I'm traveling with 7 guys and it's been crazily busy and so much to deal with and so many people trying to talk to you and ask you questions and they want you to come here, they want you to do this. I mean, it's just been so crazy, but within that, I've been able to learn how to practice that silence, you know, in that craziness. And it's finding that deep inner spot there, which is there. There's a silence there, and you'll feel it as you practice it. So that's all I would say. That's what music is all about. It's all about silence.
Thanks, Ali.
Yeah.
I just love you.
My Marlenka is my, like my mom. She, you know, I lived with her for a while, and she was one of those cool teachers.
Okay. Thanks, Ali. Hope to see you here again in the not too distant future.
Yeah.
கை கொள் இருக்கும் பொழுது அமைதியான ஏரிக்கரை பக்கத்திலே உன்னை சந்திப்பேனே ஹபீபி ஹபீபி என் இதயம் உன் இதயத்தில் இருக்கும் பொழுது வானத்தில் பறக்கிறையே நீ என் ராஜா.